This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Now I've learned that good hygiene is white privilege. And as I contemplated it, I said, then I bathe in white privilege every day. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. You should see the level of ridiculous things, the number of ridiculous things that are now white privilege, like showing up on time. See, we have this thing in the black culture where we talk about CPT, and that's called colored people time. And it just means that we're late to everything. And it's true. Many blacks just do not care about time. Now, many do. Don't misunderstand me. There's a lot of us who do. But black folks know if you throw a house party and you say 7, you really mean for people to get there at 8. And white folks might say, get there fashionably late. So they'll arrive at 7:15, between 7 and 7:15. But black folks, man, that party ain't going to start for a minute. You get what I'm saying? So we understand this. But anyway, the point is, it's always a rationalization for let's just say, bad behavior. If somebody's, I don't know about you, but if the plane is going to leave at 8 o'clock, I want it to leave at 8 o'clock. If it's going to arrive at 9:20, I want it to arrive at 9:20. There's a reason why we have schedules, right? But these people act like anything that you do that requires somebody to actually commit to be accountable, well, you can't be doing that. That's white privilege. Hey, what is it in Japan? What is it when people show up on time in Japan? Are all the Japanese doing white privilege? What is it when the trains run on time in Paris or in Germany or in Africa? I don't know if they have trains in Africa, but you get what I'm saying? Holy cow, we make watches. We understand the concept of a second, a minute, an hour, a day, a week, a year, a month. I know I put it out of order, but just seeing if you're paying attention. This is insane. The number of things that people want us to believe are racist. Math is racist. God is racist. It's like, well, they have these days, every day they have, today is National Pumpkin Day. Well, today is National Racist Day for this. If you're this, if you're born with 10 toes, you're racist. If you're born with 10 fingers, you're racist. If you have a mouth, you're racist. You got 2 ears, you are a racist. Man, it's insane. And it's funny how all this racism everywhere. It's all over the place. And you know who's doing the most against black people? Who's plotting the most against black people? Other black people. Let me tell you something. Go to your best black friend and say, hey, if you've been ripped off and you're like, yeah, man, my cousin, that's what my buddy Chris would say, man, your cousin them. Yeah, your cousin. You got ripped off, your cousin did it. Your car got stolen, your cousin did it. You know, somebody shot your dog, your cousin did it. You got a cousin or an uncle that did something bad to you. Come on, talk to me. It's insane. We do more bad things. Oh, well, Kevin, white people do more bad things to themselves because they're around each other. Yeah, you know, but they don't kill each other in the per capita numbers that we kill each other. They aren't ripping people off in the per capita. Let me tell you something. White families help each other. I know. I'm around them. Don't try to fool me, black leftists. You cannot fool me. I've been around white people. Yeah, y'all traded me years ago, so I don't hang around black folks anymore. At least not stupid ones. I hang around smart black people. Angela, Chris, many others. So the point is, you know, we do these bad things to each other. We want to ignore it. Then we want to claim racism all the time. I'm talking about leftist blacks. And, of course, they're enablers, the people that are actually pulling their strings. Because these idiots don't even realize they're getting played. That's what's so funny to me. They're getting played. Kevin, you're a tool of the white man. Since when? Name one white dude who dictates what I do. Name one. Oh, you got big donors. Let me tell you something. All my big donors, you know why donors donate to me? Because they know that they don't control me. They say, dude, go do what you do. Go do what you do. We like what you do. But if any one of them said, if you don't do this, I'll take your money. It's that quick. Fox News. Oh, yeah, Kevin, you're a product of Fox News. Yeah, guess what happened with Fox News? I told them I wasn't going to take back a tweet that I made about the lying skanks that accused Kavanaugh of the most heinous types of things that you could accuse a man of outside of molesting children, in particular his own children. And I called them what they were. And they, you take it back and we'll give you a job. I ain't taking anything back. Yeah, that's how much of a tool of the man I am. Yeah, I got cred. And I didn't get it because I didn't do it so I could come on radio and go, look at how much cred I have. I did it because I'm a principled individual. And I don't care how much money, I don't care how much fame, I don't care anything. Nothing is going to break my principle. Now, I've told you, I've admitted it. I'm happy to admit it. It's cost me money. It's cost me, I could be living a very different life if I wasn't as principled as I was. I could be living a very different life. If I went along, okay, I'm really sorry. I'll stay off Twitter. I'll take back the lying skank comment. I'll take back lying skanks. And it's funny because Melissa says, can you need to relax on lying skanks? Lying skanks, lying skanks, lying skanks. I said it even more. And I say it because I mean it. Because that's what those women were, accusing people. Would you ruin somebody's career just to get to make some political points? Because I wouldn't. If you put a gun to my head, Kevin, you say the negative thing about this person. They make movies about people like me, people that keep their word and don't do that kind of thing. Won't badmouth somebody for that reason. Won't take it back. We're supposed to be fueled by people like that. But instead, Fox News, Fox News decides they're going to fire somebody who's principled. And you know who they leave on? They leave on, now I'm not saying it's across the board, but I'm saying people like Shepard Smith, who's finally gone, but they leave on people like him. They leave on Juan Williams. These people are not people of principle. Anyway, I love watching Democrats in total disarray, this constant plotting to take down Donald Trump. Yeah, I don't worry about it because I know what to look for. I know the signs to look for, like all those colored people on Twitter praising Trump, all those young women on Twitter praising Trump, all those Latinos. There was even a Vietnamese for Trump I saw. See, I see too many things to counter otherwise. Oh, you know, and I mentioned the Globe the other day. The Globe, trashing Antifa and BLM. The Globe. Do you know what the Globe is? That's trashy magazine. That's just a step above Hustler. But they want to talk about Trump's taxes, huh? Yeah, let's talk about Trump's taxes. We'll have a little bit more time. I don't have time this segment, but we're going to cover Trump's taxes, but not like they think we're going to cover Trump's taxes. So anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Jackson.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I will give it to the leftists. They are really good at taking people's mind off of the obvious. But the problem is, that's the old days. Not anymore. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're here. You could be a lot of places, and you've chosen to spend some time with me. And I don't take it lightly. I really do appreciate you. We've had some really good statistics on you guys downloading the show, which is at thekevinjacksonshow.com. The website's being revamped. You can sign up directly to get the podcast sent to your email or to your phone or whatever, so that's changing. We're changing some graphics and some other things. And then there's places where you can find out where you can get the show anytime you want, like if you're on iHeart or whatever that Apple thing is. If you're an Apple bigot, yeah. Yeah, a little bit of sarcasm there. That's what we talk about in my family. My son has an Apple, and he's always talking about my Android.
Anyway, I digress. I was talking about leftists being good at subterfuge, getting people's mind off of the obvious. For example, the obvious dealings that Hunter Biden had with Russia, where he got $3.5 million from a Russian billionaire's wife. And somehow that just skipped the old Mueller investigation. Yeah, funny how the left is very convinced. I mean, I just want you to understand. Can you imagine if Donald Trump Jr. had gotten $3.5 million from the Russians? And Donald Trump had threatened the Ukrainians and said, we're going to withhold $1 billion from you unless you play ball. And by playing ball, he meant don't investigate Don Jr. or Eric. I just want you to understand, don't think you're the only ones thinking this way. See, there's a place, black folks, even these the leftist blacks, there's a point where they go, come on now, come on. A crackhead getting millions of dollars from sitting on the board, and you want to talk to the Republicans and the conservatives about white privilege? Sorry, a little disingenuous there. They get it. Trump has beaten these clowns at every attempt to dethrone him. So what makes you think that they're going to bring up a new topic and it's going to really go? Because they're we got Trump's taxes. Yeah, Rachel Maddow got Trump's taxes, and how'd that work out for her? You haven't heard her name in a long time. That girl, at one point, she was ahead of Hannity for a day or two, or ahead of Tucker, or whatever. Her show went right back to obscurity. I rarely hear about Maddow. I tweeted this to the Democrats with respect to Trump's taxes. Hey, Democrats, weren't you obsessed with Trump's taxes in 2016? How'd that work out? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to people making sense of it all and trying to give you enough to where you're going, whoa, wait a minute, because let me ask you this question. Here's a simple question for you to test yourself, okay? Yeah, think of this as a pop quiz. So you may have heard something about Trump's taxes. Trump only paid $750 in 2 years, you know, whatever. Did you go, oh my gosh, I don't think I'm going to vote for him now. I'm going to switch my vote to Joe Biden. It's like The Rock. Yeah, I'm going to cast my vote for Joe Biden. The Rock. Dwayne Johnson. Yeah, I consider myself a centrist and an independent, and I'm going to go with Biden this time. Boy, Rock, did you just figure out how to torpedo? I mean, look, I get it. Rock was more pervious, because he's not impervious, and he succumbed to Hollywood, because I would have just kept my mouth shut. Well, does he think, look, I like the dude. Does he think that's going to change people's minds? Oh, man, The Rock said, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden, so I'm going to vote for him. I don't care. If The Rock is for us, it's kind of like this. Nick Searcy is a good friend of mine, Kelsey Grammer, Robert Davi, a few others, John Voight. As happy as I am that they are on our side, it doesn't influence me any more than I think it influences you. If all those guys were on the other side of this issue, we would just be saying, Hollyweird. There's more Hollyweird. They just happen to be on our side. But John Voight doesn't influence my vote. So here's what I'm telling you. If The Rock is a desperation move on their part, let's hope The Rock can do it. And he's yucking it up with Kamala Harris or whatever. I don't know what's going on with The Rock, but whatever. It doesn't matter to me. I just know this. He's joined the list of people that I will no longer watch his movies. And when The Rock watches his numbers go down, unless, of course, he keeps making stupid movies that only the Chinese watch, then he'll get it. That's the way you get them. Anyway, Trump has beaten these guys. And I keep telling folks, the Democrats, no matter how much subterfuge they try, they got massive problems. They have a horrible candidate. And that's going to get seen here today, right? You're going to see that Joe Biden is not exactly the sharpest tool in the toolkit. So that's one thing. He's worse than Clinton. The second thing is they have no control of the Department of Justice. Now I'm hearing that Durham's not going to release his report until after the election. I wanted it to be an October surprise, but I don't care. It's not going to do you. Are you going to? Oh my gosh! I was waiting on that report so I could vote even more. No, you're going to vote for Donald Trump. Most of you are, I think. So it isn't going to hurt him. We just want justice, right? But guess what's going to happen after the election? You're going to get another good fat Christmas present, a big old kiss on the lips from John Durham, because we know what's coming. What else they got going? Hunter Biden. His problems don't just plague Joe Biden. They plague the entirety of the Democratic Party. Hunter Biden is a menace. And no matter how they try to, oh, we don't discuss that. We're not going to discuss that. It's Hunter Biden. We can't. No, we got to leave that alone. No matter how they try to leave it alone, it ain't going to get left alone. Hunter Biden is a criminal. And everybody knows crackheads who are dishonorably discharged from the Navy and who leave their wives for strippers probably don't make really good citizens. Probably, you know, he's suspect. If you want to know if the Russians may have something on somebody, Hunter Biden is probably the place you should look. Not exactly helping the Chamber of Commerce in big cities. Is Antifa and Black Lives Matter. You've seen the stats. I've given you the numbers. Dropping like a rock. No, dropping like a meteor. Defying gravity, just hurling towards the earth. So what do you think? You think that this all this has changed? You think that by election time, the cities will be all cleaned up and these mayors will be like, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo? What about this woo flu? You think that people are finally going to start waking up now that you've got DeSantis saying in Florida, we're open. We're open for business. Screw you. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think? You think that the businesses that are failing because of this stuff are not mad about it? What do you think about public perception? Who do you think the public perceives is more truthful, more interested in helping them personally? Trump or the Democrats? Who do you think the public believes more, Trump or the media? Just trying to help you out here, folks. We can talk about Donald Trump's taxes. Happy to talk about them. But there's nothing to talk about. We'll cover it a little bit later, though.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump beginning a busy day of campaigning in the battleground state of North Carolina. The president speaking in Fayetteville.
Biden has vowed to abolish the American oil and natural gas industries and ban fracking. He said it for a year and a half. He said it. Then all of a sudden he goes to Pennsylvania. No, I never said that. Biden's energy ban will send every state into crushing poverty from North Carolina to Michigan to Pennsylvania. As long as I'm president, we will remain the number one producer of oil and natural gas.
President Trump with stops in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin as well on Monday. Busy day as well for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Biden spending time in Ohio, also spending time again in Pennsylvania, appearing with Lady Gaga. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News. This year, over 93 million people have already voted early or turned in mail-in ballots. That's nearly 70% of the total votes counted in the 2016 general election. California, Texas, and Florida are leading the way in early voting. Democrats are leading the way in the early vote count in the battleground states, but Emily Larson with the Washington Examiner reminds us.
And one thing to keep in mind about these numbers is that that doesn't necessarily mean that all of these Republicans and Democrats are going to vote for their party. And there's still a significant amount of independent voters who are counting as well.
Now that Halloween has come and gone, many families are starting to plan for Thanksgiving and Christmas. November and December are usually the busiest months of the year for air travel. But with the continuing pandemic, there's concern about getting on a plane. Airline experts reminding everyone that with fewer planes in service, the plane you will be on will more than likely be full. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tons to discuss that we're going to try to get to today. The clock is ticking quickly. We had a three-hour show. You know, we could get a lot more stuff in. And the other thing is I do like to jump around. A lot of you like that. You've told me, Kevin, I like that your radio show is not just singularly topicked, you know, or whatever. And it could be. And I could still make one topic interesting. We could dive deep and do other stuff. And I like doing those deep dives. But I'll be honest with you, when I'm doing the show, I typically get a little bored with a topic, so we try to mix it up a little bit, and hopefully you like it. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255, and we do love getting your messages, the feedback, good or bad, and I'm being honest with you, good or bad, because I want this to be a great experience for you guys, and we want to expand it. And I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, we had our largest download of this show ever the other day, so appreciate you guys. But yeah, there's lots to discuss. Hunter Biden's back in the news. It's not good news. Not for Hunter. Not for Joe. Bloomberg's back in the news. It's not good news. Not for Bloomberg. Not for Joe or the Democrats. Wu flu blowing up in the face of the left. They're starting to, we're getting film out of China that shows in Wuhan, China, the bars are open, the clubs are open, the kids are partying, there's no more masks, there's no more Wu flu going around there. So what is America still doing all this other stuff? There's also the debate. We've got lots of stuff going on for this debate, right? Aren't you anxiously awaiting the debate? It's the Super Bowl. The fact that Joe Biden has finally got a date set with destiny. Mr. Oh, you know what? My day ends at 9:22 a.m. in the morning. This is the guy that they want to face Donald Trump. The guy that's a woman. I mean, still got the Tara Reid allegations going. Absolutely did threaten Ukraine, extort Ukraine. Absolutely did participate in the attempted coup of Donald Trump. Absolutely has dementia. Has a son who's a crackhead. And a family that, quite frankly, makes... I can't say the name of the show, even though it's spelled S-C-H-I-T-T. But Creek, if you've ever seen that show with Eugene Levy, makes that show look like, Leave It to Beaver. Joe Biden's got serious issues. The man that Nancy Pelosi says, well, I don't even understand why we need to have presidential debates. Why should America have to have a chance to choose and actually evaluate what the other person says? Joe Biden, who has said the most racially insensitive comments in the last month, then Trump has never said anything close to that in his lifetime. One of my friends sent me a thing. He says, Kevin, one of my black friends says he forgives Biden for all these racial comments. He forgives him. And my friend's worried. I said, what are you worried about? You got one dude that's stupid? Trust me. Overwhelmingly, blacks know Biden is a racist. He's dumb and he's a racist. He's not. He has nowhere near the appeal of Obama. He doesn't even have anywhere near the appeal of Hillary Clinton. That should tell you all you need to know. We talked about Joe Biden's silly parade that had all of, I don't think there were 50 people at his parade. Show me where Joe Biden draws an audience, and I'll tell you, oh man, I'm scared. Woo! You know, in 2016, I believe it was. In 2016, Bernie Sanders could draw a bigger crowd of people than Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden combined, and the Democrats dismissed that. That was their ability to catch fire if they had any, and Sanders wasn't going to beat Donald Trump. But still, you know, he had a better shot than Hillary Clinton, but they didn't want her. They didn't want him, I should say. So, yeah, lots of stuff going on. But I want to talk about the Democrats have run amok, right? And they've run amok for so long that they don't even know how to handle resistance. No matter what idiotic things these people said, they did, they enacted as legislatures, they got little to no pushback. Whether they were dealing with race problems, and they are the cause, by the way, of race problems and unemployment and housing problems. And the list is so long, it's ridiculous. Every problem we face in this country, police violence, if you want to call it that, certainly violence in general, people not wanting to work, people that are freeloaders looking for a free ride, and I could go on. They're all problems that the Democrats cause. And because Trump was able to neuter their attack dogs, the media, they can no longer get away with their crimes against humanity. So when they appear publicly, their constituents can't wait to blast them. Remember the first time I was the one who did it? I yelled out to Carnahan, if it's so good, speaking of Obamacare, why don't you have it? And that started it all. Then they started running from us. Because, see, they used to come out and say, you know, yeah, we're going to raise your taxes. I mean, they would brag, we're going to raise your taxes. Yeah, we're going to let inmates out for free. Yeah, we're going to let illegals in here. We're going to give them the right to vote. We're going to do all this stuff. They would tell you publicly. Now they hide. And Schumer was given this presser about replacing Ginsburg. And I'm just going to play this because I want you to hear what happens.
We Democrats are fighting as hard as we can to protect Americans. And we need Americans
to stop lying to the people.
Jesus says,
stop lying to the people.
Jesus loves you guys.
Thank you. Democrats are fighting as hard as we can to protect Americans, but we need Americans to continue to fight with us.
He gets heckled. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Now, no argument that President Trump has a constitutional obligation to replace a dead justice. There's no argument there. Schumer can't say, what's he doing? This is against the Constitution. It's against the law. It's immoral. It's unethical. None of it. The same way Barack Obama had a constitutional obligation to nominate Merrick Garland. And he did. Next, there's no argument that Chuck Schumer himself demanded this for Merrick Garland upon the death of Scalia in 2016. And so did all of his peers. Amy Klobuchar, Hillary Clinton, all of them, Joe Biden. Bring it to a vote. This should come to a vote. It come to a vote. Yeah, it should come to a vote. There is no... here's what I want to do. This is what we're doing on the Kevin Jackson Show today. I'm giving you the absolutes, okay? This is the absolute truth. There's no arguing this. There is another truth. And that truth is, there's no argument that Senator Mitch McConnell is within his rights as a Senate Majority Leader to play politics under the circumstances. So those are three truths. No argument the president has a constitutional obligation to replace a dead justice. No argument that Schumer and all the Democrats demanded that Merrick get a vote and Barack Obama had done his constitutional duty and brought up Merrick Garland. And Mitch McConnell at the time said, I'm going to play politics. No, you don't get it. And there's no obligation that Mitch McConnell has to bring that to a vote, the president doing it. Now, maybe they want to make an adjustment to that. And certainly, it depends on what when the timing is. You could argue, well, when should, you know, should they bring it? For the record, if they did bring it, it may not have, they may have rejected everybody that Obama put up. The Republicans own the Senate. So they could have said, yeah, bring Merrick Garland up. Let's bring him up. And if Mitch McConnell knew he didn't have the votes, he said, we can bring him up. We're just going to vote him down. We're going to vote down the next person and the next person and the next person. Now, I realize it could get pretty tedious, but that's the way the game gets played. Who was it? Bork got voted down? There have been many people voted down from the Supreme Court for ideological reasons. And we've gotten who we got. We got Justice Roberts. Bush put in, what, three? Alito, Roberts, and one other. I can't remember who. But he put in two or three. And we got Roberts. And the Democrats went for it. Why? Because ideologically, he ended up being closer to them than he is to us. Back to the heckler. So this heckler says to Schumer, after he says, we are fighting as hard as we can to protect Americans. And the heckler says, you ain't doing blank. You're lying to the people. Obviously, another guy's yelling, Jesus saves. Then Schumer goes on to say, Democrats are doing all they can to protect Americans, but we need Americans to continue to fight with us. Do you believe him? You believe Democrats are fighting as hard as they can to protect Americans? The rioting and looting that is occurring across this country, the threats of violence, if Donald Trump recommends, does his constitutional duty and appoints and says, here's who I want for the Supreme Court. But Schumer wants to sell this lie. Crime up in every major city in America due to the lies surrounding police shootings of blacks, lies told by Democrats, propagated by Democrats. And Schumer wants to lie about it. This is what bugs me. These people are so disingenuous. All we want to do is help the American people. And they're going to use Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death to tell young women, if you still want to keep your right to choose.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double that dismissal may be available on all plans or a single bit of package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think that this sort of brings the importance of elections and voting into focus? I mean, the reason why there's likely going to be a third conservative justice in the court is because President Trump won the election. Senate Republicans won the majority. What is the message now to Democrats in terms of the importance of winning elections?
It's not just a message to Democrats. It's a message to the American people. Whoops, sorry. Getting used to this. It's a message to the American people, which is so much of what you value is at stake, and it affects individuals. My daughter and her wife were sitting together at our Rosh Hashanah dinner when we heard the news of the terrible tragedy of Justice Greenberg, Ginsburg's passing, and one of them looked to the other and said, "Do you think our right to marry, they're married already, but will be preserved?" So this matters to the American people. It's way beyond politics. But it means that if the American people care about these issues, they should let their Republican senators, who seem to be lining up lockstep, that they shouldn't be voting for this nominee, and then they have the opportunity at the ballot box, just 40-some-odd days away, to change it.
Hear, hear, Chuck Schumer. Hear, hear. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. That was Chuck Schumer avoiding the question, which is, haven't the American people spoken? They elected Donald Trump. He's president. You had your shot at the ballot box. You lost. Even after all the cheating you did, everything else, you lost. And Schumer, my daughter and her wife, of course, he's got to try to pander to the LGBT vote. And he says, they were concerned. Could we stay married? Well, first of all, you're not really married. You can call yourself that, but you just, you're usurping the word, but you're not married. I wish you luck in your union and whatever you call it. Make it stronger than marriage, but you're not married. Nobody's taking away your right as a citizen. If you want to be gay, be gay. I know there are some Republicans that may differ, some conservatives that may differ on this issue than I do, but the majority of us, I've spoken to far too many of you. I know this, you don't care. You got gay kids, you got gay cousins, you got gay uncles and aunts, you got gay friends, you don't care. You're not gay, you're not going to be gay. You're not even tempted to be gay. Your gaydar is so low on the meter that it just doesn't even register. But they think you hate gays. I had a conversation with a reporter the other day. I said, you people have got us so screwed up. You want to believe these negative things about us, but you know it's not the case. You know, and this is a reporter for The Intercept, where I gave no comment. No comment. My comments were off the record. But with respect, you know, I was explaining to her how the perception of conservatism and what the media does, you know, they're horrible people. But that's not what I want to talk to you about right now. In this particular segment, I want to ask you to consider the election and consider all these things. And I want to challenge you to think for yourself for just a bit. So as you consider the election, I want to ask you, I want to remind you of a few things. And then I want us to sort of openly discuss, and I'm going to try to peek into your brain as I'm doing this, because obviously I don't have you to talk to. But Trump won against all odds in 2016. And we can recap them. The Democrats flatly did not believe this man could win. I don't believe I've ever seen a group of people more adamant that Donald Trump would not win the election. Go back and listen to it. It's mind-boggling. Movie stars, entertainers, politicians, all guaranteed us that Donald Trump would not win the election. And many of the so-called conservatives and Republicans, they pretty much said, we're conceding this. We got the wrong candidate. The Democrats shoehorned in Donald Trump so they could defeat him. I mean, this is exactly what they did. Then when Donald Trump started getting strong, they created this Russian conspiracy when he says, yeah, hey, Putin, if you got Hillary's emails, why don't you release them? And that became the impetus for Crossfire Hurricane and all these other ways to destroy him. And Barack Obama, in every way, shape, and form, weaponized the Justice Department against him. I'm going to tell you, we already know this. Much of what we talk about every single day, you know. But I'm going to give you some nuance here in a minute. We know everything they tried to do to stop him, and he still won. Now, I'll ask you this. In 2020, given that as the backdrop, do you think that maybe the pendulum has swung just a little bit towards Donald Trump? And I'm asking you this. I'm not trying to give you the answer. I'm saying, is the DOJ still as weaponized against Trump as it was before? Because I don't believe Barr is against Trump. I think Eric Holder was. I certainly don't believe Trump is against himself, but I know Obama was. I do believe that the leader of the FBI, Christopher Wray, still is doing some shenanigans in there, and he needs to be fired. So in that one, we would say it's even. I believe that many of the FBI, the underlings, are no longer as dyed in the wool against Trump as they were when they had Comey as their boss. So I would put that in the plus column for Trump. In other words, go through in whatever way, shape, or form you do it. This is your exercise. I'm just challenging you to do it. And ask yourself, do you think Trump has a little bit more in his favor this time or less? Let's look at the media. Do you think that the media is less effective or more effective against Trump in 2016 versus 2020? I'm going to give you my opinion. I think the media is less effective against Trump. I've done a couple of segments on the program and in various broadcasts explaining how the media, this all is backfiring on the media when it comes to Donald Trump. So I think you know my take, but I want you to determine. Do you think the media is more effective against Trump or less effective? Do you believe, remember the Twitter? Oh, he shouldn't use Twitter. Do you think that people now go, oh my gosh, I'm so glad he tweets. He sends them spinning. Whatever. I'm challenging you to think. This is not for Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonShow.com. This is for you. 844-551-8255. Now, I have another question for you. Ask yourself how a man who actually accomplishes things in his previous life, he is a person who's done something. He didn't make money in finance, moving money around. When Donald Trump gets something, let's say it's a piece of land, he does something to it. He modifies it. And he modifies it to such a degree that he's willing to put his name on it. So I want you to think of the presidency as a piece of land. And Donald Trump has made a commitment to buy this land 4 years ago. And he bought it. And we're 4 years later. Can you see the building that's coming up? Can you see the resort that's being built? Ask yourself this. What happens in 4 more years? Understanding Trump's, I want you to use his business as a metaphor for the presidency. What do you think he's going to build? You think he's going to build something that his name is on and it's going to be crap? Or do you think he's going to build something where he says, my name is going to have meaning? This metaphorical building that I'm building politically is going to have meaning. People are going to remember this building. It's going to be big. It's going to be beautiful. And Mexico is going to pay for it. Are you following me? Ask yourself, what did George Bush build? He got shoehorned in to be part owners of the Texas Rangers, and he did a couple of other, things that Daddy let him able to do. He did nothing that has the Bush's name and the Bush legacy. What about Clinton? What did he build? What did he do before? He was a ward of the government. What about Obama? Has his name, go back and look at his private life and tell yourself, what legacy did Obama have prior to the presidency? And why does he have such a crappy legacy today? Because I have the answer for you. 4 years under his belt, and Donald Trump has learned the presidency. He's taken a piece of metaphorical land, and he started building a building. Do you know the expertise it takes to build a building? As you consider his campaign, I want you to think about what goes into building a building. The architecture, the understanding the planning, the zoning, and all the prep that has to go into it. From the foundation, the rebar, the steel that gets built into it, and then finally, the final building that reaches up into the heavens. And then inside, what's it going to look like? All this thought that has to go into it. I want you to understand what the campaign is doing. These are people that understand how to build big, magnificent things that Trump ultimately puts his name on. So as you question, I wonder how the campaign is doing. Kevin Biden, you're going to cheat, and then it's going to be contested, and then all this. Do you think that you can leave anything to chance when you put a 40, 50-story building up into the air and you say to yourself, I hope it doesn't fall. I hope it works out. Or do you look at every little detail? Think about that and get back with me.
This is the Kevin.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.